From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris. From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Big Blue Roundtable. Preseason game number 3 versus the Bengals. The Giants closed it out. They squeaked it out with the third, fourth units. We're going to talk a little bit of football, what we saw tonight. We can only go off what we saw. I know a lot of fans don't believe in preseason football, but fuck all that. I like game action, whether it's preseason, regular season, whatever action you could get, we could, you know, give our opinions and we'll talk about it. Let me do something real quick. I'll bring on Lady Blue, and we're going to bring on Dre and everybody else that's waiting to get on. Lady Blue, can you hear me out there?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, we're gonna lead off with you, because tonight's game, I have a lot to say. Let me say this real quick. I wanted to make sure, because I was having technical difficulties as far as getting on just now. But I really wanted to talk to the Giant fans and what I saw tonight. There are a lot of good things, mostly good things tonight. We'll bring on everybody else. Let me say this real quick. We're going to have to get the blocking corrected. Let's do this real quick. Hold on, lady. We got some background noise. Hold on. Will Hernandez, was terrible tonight. Now, if you guys watched the game, and this is not the first preseason game he's done this. He's been susceptible for holding calls. He had three penalties and a missed block tonight from what I've counted. He was not – that kind of concerns me, because the pass block is fine on his team, but the run blocking it could have its potential to be good, but you have to clean up some of these errors. And Will Hernandez was a big culprit tonight. I know Zeitler had a hold as well. But pass blocking as well, some of the edges with Remmers and his shoulder tonight, they got Daniel Jones killed in that second quarter. I know we're going to talk about that. The defense, what I looked at, especially when it came to man coverage tonight, the third offensive series, it was pretty bad. So I know we're going to have one of these situations with trying to get off the field and guys playing man-on-man coverage in the secondary. It was not that good. But I did thought Tay Davis was pretty good off the edge, especially early on. Bad in coverage, but good off the edge when they sent him in on a fourth down on a blitz. Or playing straight up on the 4-on-4. O'Shane Zimenez had 2 sacks tonight. Now, I thought the second sack that he had was a bad, just a terrible missed assignment by the left tackle by the Bengals. But I thought he played good. I thought Zimenez, the guy from Old Dominion, I thought the first sack that he had going up the middle was pretty, pretty good. Antoine Bethea coming off the edge, getting tackles in the backfield. I mean, using them as a corner blitz, free safety blitz, however you want to look at it. I thought he was all right. Now, I do have a question for all the stakeholders because of who's going to be the backup running job. It's a matter of a preference because I thought Wayne Gallman ran the ball okay tonight. I thought Ross Smith ran the ball hard. If you had to ask me what would I rather prefer, I would rather have Rod Smith than over Wayne Gallman as far as who's going to be the running back, because I think we need a guy on the goal line who can run hard. I think Rod Smith, former running back for the Cowboys, runs harder than Wayne Gallman. Even though Wayne Gallman had more lanes to run through tonight, I like Rod Smith. Corey Ballantyne had a good game tonight too. He had 5 tackles. He had a pass deflection. He could have had a pick 6 in the third quarter, I believe that was when I saw it. But the real story, and it goes back to Corey Coleman's ACL tear. We go bring on Lady Blue and all the stakeholders in a roll call. Britton Golden had a pretty good game for the most part. He had the muff punt at the end, but the punt return was pretty good. He had 2 catches, 59 yards, something like that. But the punt return it was very, very good. But I also thought Alonzo Russell, who's also vying for the spot, a guy you guys hear me raving even last week about. He played well. He had a great block on that punt return on the golden return, and he also had the 2-point conversion. But all right, Lady Blue, one more time, how you doing? And then we bring on everybody else to see what they thought. What's up, Lady Blue? Say hello.
Good. Hello. Long time talk to you. I know. Like you said, a lot of people don't like preseason, but I love it because I get to evaluate people and look at them, and you know, I still do my rants and I still love to bitch about them. But.
You get into regular season form. You get into – hold on. We're going to lead off with you first because you watched the game, and I definitely want to hear your opinion throughout the game because your rants would be off the hook. Bakes from the frontliners NYG, NYG frontliners. Bakes, what's going on? Say hello, and then we're going to get everybody else. Say hello to the people real quick.
What's good, fam? What's good, Azul? I did not get to see the game, so.
All right, just stay put.
You know, I'm here.
All right, sounds good. All right, let's see – Dre, what's going on? How you doing, man?
It's good. Can y'all hear me?
Loud and clear, bro. It's stereo clear. Stereo clear.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah. Like I reached out to you earlier. I didn't get to see the game neither. Like I said, I'm over here on the West Coast. You know, doing my 3 hours behind type thing. So I'm gonna sit up here and listen. I'm gonna give my take on the first 2 games that I did get to see.
All right, stay right there. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Doris, say hello to the people. How you doing?
Hello, everyone. Bleed Blue. I saw some of it, but not all of it. And from what I saw, the defense, we need to tighten. Yeah, we need a lot of help with that defense.
All right, cool. We're going to lead off. All right, stay right there. We're going to lead off with Lady Blue. Lady Blue, those were my points from what I took from the game. Will Hernandez was terrible. If you have any opinion on that, Ximenez was actually good on as far as the pass rush. I thought he was good. Corey Ballantyne pressed me tonight. I don't know about you. And of course the guys are fighting for the last wide receiver spot. What's your thoughts, Lady Blue, on all the points that I said, or even any of the points you want, Lady Blue, of what you saw tonight?
Yeah, I think they played all right. Like I said, it was hard for me to watch the game only because, like I said, I did the 7-day trial game pass, and for some reason they had it where it was the Bengals network, and I couldn't stand listening to those guys talk about the Bengals all game. But they played pretty well. I mean, there were mishaps. I mean, I thought they were going to get Jones killed. I mean, I saw that one sack, and I was like, dang. I mean, I'm glad
that
shirt fumbled. That was bad. I mean, and I'm thinking, I was like, please, let's not have another revolving door at that side, please. But with practice, I'm sure they'll get their crap together. Mm-hmm. I was pretty impressed. The offense was able to move. Tanny, he's got to go. I mean, accuracy is key. I mean, he has an arm, but his accuracy sucks. I mean, you can have a great arm all you want, but at least if you don't have accuracy, you've got to go. Eli, God, I was laughing my ass off when I saw him run in to do a block. I mean, I was like floored. I couldn't believe it. I would have laughed even harder if he actually hit somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But defense, yeah, they need to tighten up. They make way too many holes for the Bengals to run through, even on the other games. I don't like giving up that many points in a game. I want to see them below 20 points per game given up. The defensive back, the sacks were good. I like seeing that. The cornerbacks were getting beat. Some of those guys were just getting, like, burnt toast out there in defense. But, yeah, like you said, what's it, Golden?
Mm-hmm.
I had you laughing. He did awesome with that punt, the punt return for a touchdown. And then, like you said, 2 seconds later, he totally screwed the pooch with that. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Just my luck. I'm giving these guys finally praises, and then they screw up. So there's got to be more consistency. But overall, over the 3 weeks, I'm happy with what I've seen. It is a big improvement from last year, which is what I want. I mean, I'm not looking for playoffs or Super Bowl. I just want improvement. If we get there, we get there. I just want to see improvement. And I think we have that. And we'll practice, and no injuries. Please, no more injuries.
Now, before we go to Bakes, there's two questions I really want to hone on, and it really came to me tonight. And you brought up a point I didn't mention that I did have. I totally forgot, was the wide receiver. I mentioned Alonzo Russell. I mentioned Brenton Golden, who had a good game. What about Reggie White Jr.? That's a lot of Giant fans who are really loving from Monmouth in the offseason episodes. He had a nice game tonight. He had a nice catch from LaLetta to set up the first and goal. He also had the end around to set up the first down at the two-minute warning with all the threes and the fours out there. But nonetheless, he performed and he did well. So my question to you, Lady Boo, before we go to Bakes, and then it's the same questions I'm going to ask everybody else, because I think it comes to backups in depth. Running back, are you for the backup running back, do you prefer Rod Smith? Do you prefer Wayne Gallman, Paul Perkins, or the Hellerman kid from Rutgers? Like, where do you want to go and why? Because there's no right or wrong answer. It's just the perspective and
right.
Your opinion. Who do you like at backup running back? And we've seen a lot of Gallman and Rod Smith tonight and Hellerman in the second half. Who do you like and why? And then wide receiver, like between Golden, Russell, Reggie White Jr., as far as that last wide receiver spot, because it opened up because Golden Tate had a suspension. You have Corey Coleman with the ACL tear. Who knows with Sterling Shepard, even though they might say he'd come back. Who do you like as the backup running back? And then what about that last wide receiver spot? And then we'll go to Bakes.
Well, as far as the running back, they all have their perks, and they both have their – I mean, they all have their pros and cons, but I think Rod Smith is more of a shove-it-down-your-throat kind of running back. He's not afraid to go right at you. So he reminds me a little bit of Brandon Jacobs that, just shove it down your throat. He's the kind of back that I want at the one-yard line. Don't throw the ball like half these teams I've been watching. When you're at the one-yard line, run it and shove it down their throats. So I like Rod Smith. As far as the wide receivers, I like Reggie White Jr. I do. I think they're all pretty good. But out of the three, Golden – he's got to learn. He still needs to learn, and that comes with practice and more time on the field. But out of the three of them, I think Reggie White Jr. has the most consistency.
All right, that's good. I'm gonna write these down. We're gonna put that up on the website and Twitter and social media pages and all that. You going with Reggie White? I'm still a Alonzo Russell fan. I have seen enough. I hope he makes one of those last receiver spots. Nothing against Reggie White Jr. and Golden, Brenton Golden, but Lonzo Russell tonight, man. I mean, the blocks, the two-point conversion, even go back to a couple weeks ago with the yards after the catch with Tanny. right, we'll go to Biggs. We'll get the same question from Biggs. And then, Biggs, if you want to chime in on any of the games that you did see or just what you want, you know, wherever you want to go with the Giants roster, offensively, defensively, we'll get everybody on. We'll get the Dre. We'll get the Doris. We'll bring Definition of Lit. We'll bring on Dave, Big Blue Denver. We'll bring on everybody. But, Big, let's go to Biggs. Your thoughts and my questions as far as backup running back, what about last wide receiver?
For backup running back, from the first two games, I like 45. I think that's the Rod Smith.
That's Rod Smith.
I like the way he runs. He got to hold on to the ball. But I like the way he runs. He's trying to run people over. And like I said, it'd be great for goal line. And you need a change of pace because Gallman kind of runs the same style, not as effective, but the same style as Barkley. Perkins is like a mix in the middle, but his health is always not the greatest. I mean, cause I didn't remember that he was on the team. I'm like, well, we still have Perkins. So, you know, but he's been playing okay too, but he's had a couple fumble issues, but he's been running hard. But Smith, I just saw him truck a couple people in that last game. And I was like, yeah, we need something like that, you know. We need a change of pace to soften up the defense, you know. So I like him. As far as wide receivers, I can't remember half of them because everybody's so good. But I like Jones, number two.
I like Jones.
I hope he makes the team. But what I think about most of them is that most of them are undersized. They don't have any big wide receivers. I mean,
except for Alonzo Russell.
Well, okay, so Russell's a big dude. Okay, so yeah. You know that helps out Eli because you know he ain't the most accurate. So a guy that could go get it, you know, is good. But from what I've seen, you know, you guys are saying the line play wasn't that good. But I've seen some good line play the first two games, some good holes. Jones looks good. You know, he had some issues fumbling the ball. He got to protect the ball. But when he gets in, he makes plays. So I'm hopeful for that because we had years with Loletta and Webb, and they didn't look that good. So, but he still has a ways to go, stuff to learn. Like I said, you got to protect the ball and pulling out of the center and losing the ball. We can't have that. Protect the ball. Defense. We're young in a lot of positions. I was concerned the first game. Because we didn't have any sacks, but I think Beecher started turning up the heat on the defense, and some plays were being made. So I'm hopeful for that because, you know, we need a pass rush because we suffered a lot with the defense because no pass rush last season. DBs look okay so far. I'm really disappointed that Beal is still hurt. You know, last year he was out with the shoulder, got the hamstring. I'm hoping he makes the team because I think, you know, but it looks like another guy that he can't stay healthy. So I'm hopeful right now with the way the team is going. Just want to, you know, everybody come back as healthy as they can. Sucks that Golden Tate's going to be out for four games. I saw Shep got some snaps today. So hopeful, man. I think we're trending in the right direction.
For the correction, Shepherd, that wasn't Sterling Shepherd. It was
Russell Shepherd. The other Shepherd.
It was Russell Shepherd that was playing today. Yep.
Like I said, I ain't watched the game. I just saw the stat line. I'm like, oh, Shepherd play? So, he hasn't played. I seen Barkley. Well, there's no need to play Barkley. Let's put that all the way out there. There's no need to because he's going to get plenty of touches when the season starts. So I'm hopeful and excited, man. We're 1 week closer to football, so I'm ready for it.
Do you have any questions, Biggs, for the stakeholders tonight as far as anything with the offense, defense for Dre or Doris, Lit, Dave, anybody? You have questions for them as we get down the line? Try to make it more interactive.
Sure, absolutely. For the stakeholders, in terms of offense and defense, who do you think is going to be someone that's going to stand out within the first 4 to 6 games?
Ooh, that's a great question. That's a great question. Let me think about that for my answer. I'll hold off, but I think I said it on the last episode. Definitely for me, Dexter Lawrence. Offensively, I got to think about that. And is that limited to the linemen, or are you talking about skill position guys? Are you doing, it doesn't matter.
Any position, a person that's going to stand out, that's going to really, you know, step up and help the team be competitive to win games.
All right, I got my answer defensively. We're going to move on to Dre. Defensively for me, it's going to be Dexter Lawrence. I think he's a mountain, man. I think he's good, man.
Yeah,
I mean, he frees up things.
I like the way he clogs up in the middle there, man. They can get him on the edge. He might have some moves out there, too.
Yeah, man, there was a play tonight. I remember it was. I think it was on the first series. He was taking on a block, and the guy is literally under. He's pretty tall, and he knocked down the pass. I didn't think he was going to knock down that Andy Dalton pass. Let me think about the offense, but let's get all the other guys because they've been waiting. Dre, you heard Bakes' thoughts. What's your thoughts, offensive and defensive standouts, and what's your thoughts on the other preseason games? Then we'll get to Doris, Lit, Dave. Go back to Lady Blue.
All right. Defense, like you said, I think Lawrence going to step his game up, going to be a pretty big help. I'm looking for Peppers too. I'm looking to see what Peppers got. I know, you know, he played a little bit, you know, because he's going to be our starter. But I'm looking for him. Let me see, offense. Yeah, offense. I really don't know. Besides the starters, let's see. That's, I would have to think a little bit more about that. Offense is kind of tough, man. Yeah, offense is kind of tough. As far as what you were saying before, the backs, backup.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at Smith too, because like,
wow,
you said, his running style, you know. How he hit that hole. Now, you know, just imagine Saquon tying the defense down the first half, and then we bring him in. See what I'm saying? Is going to be a walk in the park for him. He running everybody over. Ain't nobody going to have – they going to be out of gas. Saquon going, you know, wear him down. And what was the other one?
The wide receivers.
Receivers. Okay. Yeah, Russell. Yeah, Russell doing his thing. I'm rooting for Reggie White though. One of the main reasons that's a Monmouth County boy, Asbury Park, New Jersey. 10-15 minutes from university. So, damn, right there. As far as evaluation of Jones, you know, he did great the first game. The second game, you know, you gotta get that snap before you try to roll out with the ball. He got kind of excited, tried to take off before he got full of snap. But he's a rookie. You know, you make the mistakes in preseason. And like the commentator was saying on the strip, you gotta feel that. I know it's your blind side, but you gotta feel that coming, man. You gotta be more aware when you back there. But other than that, I mean, and I didn't see tonight. Y'all said he was getting, they tried to get him killed tonight, but I didn't.
Let's put this on the table because I did not say this, and Lady Blue saw it tonight, and whoever did see it. Daniel Jones in the second quarter actually had a good pass to Brenton Golden. I referenced Golden. He had made a couple of nice passes. He had two catches, 59 yards, but one big catch. It was the Slayton. I'm sorry. It was the Slayton, not Golden. He set up the first and goal. And I think it was like a 30-yard pass to set up a first and goal, and that's when Rod Smith ran it in. That's what made me think, man, I think we should go with Rod Smith as the backup over Gallman. But when Jones got crushed on that play, Dre, when you see it again, you'll see it. There was nothing Jones could do about that. Solder and Rimmers, both of them, did not even try to block. Yeah, it was bad. And then the edges for each edge for the Cincinnati Bengals hit Jones at the same time. One hit him in the back, the other guy hit him in the front. I thought Jones was going to be injured, but he got up. I was shocked. I was like, oh, man. But Jones played all right tonight. I thought he played all right tonight. He got good zip on the ball, man. He gets out with his feet. He hit a couple of passes, a couple of out routes in the second quarter, and especially in the second quarter. I thought he played good tonight. We didn't mention him because I was looking at all the other stuff. But, nah, he played well tonight. And the sacks that did happen, that was not his fault at all.
Okay.
All right. Your offensive and defensive standout. You said Jabril Peppers, Dexter Lawrence, and offensively,
I still think about that. That's kind of.
Oh, okay. We come back to that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a question for the stakeholders? Because we're going to get everybody question and answering everybody, man. We're trying to get a dialogue. I don't want to keep on talking.
Yeah.
You got a question? Okay.
Not at
all right. All right. Think about that offensive player. We're going to get everybody else, so I'm going to fly through this. Doris, did you see it? Did you whatever parts? Lady Blue mentioned it. Bakes had the question as far as office and defensive standouts you're looking forward to. I had a question about the running back, backup running back, or last wide receiver. What's your thoughts, Doris? And we'll bring on everybody else.
Peppers was getting – I think that was Peppers. He was getting beat a lot. You know, I think, I saw a little bit of that. He was getting beat. And then I don't know who that was when the Bengals got a touchdown, but he didn't even turn around and try to get the ball. That should not have been a touchdown. I forgot which player was that, but he was following him. But he didn't turn around and even look and try to knock the ball away or get it. That should not have been a touchdown. I forgot which player that was, but I saw that.
Which one?
The defense.
Which quarter?
That was number 24,
the one that
I bitched about.
Yeah.
Was it in the fourth quarter, or are you talking about?
Number 24.
Oh, that's
number 24,
But that's—I mean—he's probably not going to make the team, so I'm not. I mean, a call for what it's worth.
But he don't need
ahead,
to because that was just. Oh, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, but that said, but the defense that I'm concerned about the defense. You know, I think they all need to step up a little bit. But like I said, this is preseason, so they may get better as time go on. But I'm concerned about the defense right now. From
what I see. What about running backs? Rod Smith, Gallman, Perkins.
Okay, I saw in the first quarter. I caught some of that. They moved that ball down quick. The first quarter, I think all of them took a turn. They did pretty good. I saw the first quarter. That was good.
Eli that was Gallman. Gallman was all in the first quarter. Rod Smith didn't really come into the second quarter. So you're for Gallman over. So we'll put you for Gallman then.
They moved the ball pretty good.
All right. What about the wide receivers? We're all over the place. We've seen Reggie White, Brenton Golden, T.J. Jones, Alonzo Russell. We got good. There's some good quality wide receivers at that last spot. Who do you like out of those four? And then we bring on Litt and then bring on Dave after that.
Okay. Well, I missed a lot. Like I said, the first quarter with the running, and I saw that because I was cooking at the same time, but they were streaming the game, and it was freezing a lot. So I missed a lot of the plays. Like I said, I know that the first quarter part, that first run, and most of the last part of the game, third and most of the fourth quarter. So,
all right, stay right there. Bring on definition. We got a lot of questions on the table. Matter of fact, Doris, you have a question for all the stakeholders, or no?
No, I just want everybody to be healthy and everybody to step it up.
All right, shout out to Doris. Definition Lit, then bring on Dave. Definition Lit, what's going on, bro? What's your thoughts on the game? What's up, man? Running backs, wide receivers. Bakes had a question on who you want to be as far as offensive and defensive standouts, and then your question. It's a lot on the table. A lot on the table.
Man, I'm just gonna fire away, Steve, like I always do. So listen, I just want to answer Bates' question first. As far as who is gonna stand out on the defensive side, my answer—that's a big question mark. I really don't know. You have a bunch of ancillary players and a lot of unproven talent. So the question is gonna be answered with a question mark. I don't even know how to answer that question. As far as on the offensive side, it's the face of the franchise, and that's Saquon Barkley. That's it.
Yeah.
Steve, you asked two questions, and I think I'm the best answer I can give you. As far as the running backs, you basically just put Jones, Gallman, and Perkins. They do Rochambeau. Two out of three, they make the team. It really doesn't matter. Same thing with the wide receivers. If they're vying for one spot, you put all those bubble people on there. Rochambeau, best two out of three. That's it. I'm cool with that. We don't.
But what's your preference? Like, who's your favorite? Like, who do you prefer out of the ones? For instance, the running backs. There's no right or wrong answer. It's what you prefer. What's your style? Do you, of the running backs behind Barkley, who do you like? And then the same thing with the wide receivers at the end of the who's going to be starting, who's not, and who's going to be on the practice squad. Like, who do you like?
The fumbles really killed me with Rod Smith and Paul Perkins. And, you know, I'm a big Coughlin guy. And with fumbles, that puts them in the doghouse. So I already have a prejudice against the fact that they've already fumbled. So they're kind of in my doghouse as basically a big fan of the Coughlin way of doing business. Steve, I would go with Wayne Gallman. I would go with Gallman, even though we need a power back for a third and goal, short yardage gain, but the fumbles really turned me off. As far as the wide receivers, if we're going for one, I would go with Alonzo Russell. I mean,
all right.
You know, let's just see what happens. There's not much to pick from, but that would probably be the best way to go about it. And hey, I just want to say we talked about this last week, Stephen, or a couple weeks ago, and Doris brought this up. Doris was very concerned about Jabril Peppers. And I believe I said after one game, I think we're going to be very disappointed with Jabril Peppers bringing him on. Doris brought that up. She opened up Pandora's box. And I kind of want to ask you, are you a little bit concerned about Jabril Peppers?
Nah, I'm not. We could ask everybody. From what I've seen in this preseason, I'm not really concerned. I thought he made some plays tonight. Then there was some plays as far as he got beat on the touchdown in the I think it was the first quarter. It was a bad matchup. Andy Dalton read it well with the tight end. I think Uzumame, the tight end for the Bengals.
Yeah,
he found the right matchup, and then he got burnt up the sideline. But I think he could clean that up. We could actually ask everybody that question. You have another question, because we could ask that question and everybody else's question, and we'll get to Dave after that.
No, man, I'm good. Go ahead and ask that question around and bring on Dave, man. Thank you for having me.
All right, no, stay right there, because we got a lot to discuss. Because scratch the surface, Dave. There's a lot of questions on the table, my man. What's going on, dude? Running backs, wide receivers. What you like tonight? What you didn't like tonight? Overall, with the preseason, your questions. And we go back to Lady Blue after that. Paige and Dave. Dave, you're out there. Are you out there, Dave? Hit the mute button. Oh, maybe. All right. Well, I guess we're having technical difficulties. Dave, you're out there. Say hello. If not, hang up. We'll bring you right back on. That's all right. I don't know. Maybe we're having technical difficulties bringing on Dave. Let's see. We go back to Lady Blue. Lady Blue, offensive and defensive standouts. A question from Bakes, and also Jabril Peppers, your thoughts on him, your confidence level in Jabril Peppers as well.
My confidence level for Peppers is iffy. It's a little low. It is. It's a little low because there were some games where he shined, and he's very inconsistent. And you know me, I love consistency. I love people, you know, either getting better or staying on track, but he's very iffy. He's up one game, down the next. I mean, play by play, he's very inconsistent. So he needs to get his shit together. So, besides, he's already cursed with that number. So, I mean, I love
Landon
Pieces. Yeah. So, I loved Landon to pieces, but he was, you know, but yeah. But I was actually pretty, I was impressed with a lot that I saw today. As far as I'm looking for, God, I can't pronounce his name. The dude that got the flipping two sacks. The Z person?
We call him O'Shane X. Ximenez. I've had trouble pronouncing
his
name. We call him O'Shane
name.
X. Right.
Yeah, I can't pronounce his name. He impressed me. He looks pretty good. He had two sacks tonight, I think. But
he did have two sacks, but really it was really one. The second sack,
right.
It was kind of like Michael Strahan on Brett Favre. I mean, the left tackle didn't even bother to pick him up
That one sack kind of reminded me of him going up against Derek Flowers. I mean, please. But I think, like I said, I'm all about consistency. I just want them to, you know, just to get their shit together. I don't want to see like what Golden did. I don't want to see you do one awesome play and then totally screw up the next. I want consistency. Like Simonson pissed me off because my golden rule is if you touch the ball, you need to catch it. I mean, that was a perfect pass, and he just dropped it at the end of the game.
All right, now, Bates' question, offensive and defensive standout for this year, either side of the both sides of the ball, who do you have and why?
I think Russell Shepard's going to surprise us more because we no longer have much drama in our wide receiving core. So our quarterbacks are going to be able to spread the ball out. And I think our weapons are going to surprise a lot of people. Between Engram, Ellison, you know, Latimer, Shepard. I mean, even if Reggie White Jr. makes, we have a lot of weapons, believe it or not, that they can really go far. One, as long as our offensive line holds up, because that's my golden rule. Anybody can throw the football if they have enough time. And Jones will get there. Like I said, he has to have that internal clock in his head as to how long he can hold the ball and to, you know, know about his blind side. But I think I like Russell Shepard. I really do. I like him a lot.
All right.
As long as the offensive line can stay healthy and block, that's fine. I mean, I'm looking for someone to stand out on our O-line because that's what we lacked last year.
Run blocking or pass blocking?
I need that.
What do you mean by blocking? What do you mean?
I mean, open up some holes for our running backs. I mean, keep our quarterbacks from getting killed. I'd love to see our quarterbacks have more than a half a second to throw the ball this year. I want them to protect better, I guess is what I'm saying, and catch up and pick up the blitzes. And I think that's one thing that I think Rod Smith does. I think he did that pretty well. Is that him or is that what the other wide receiver? There was someone that really picked up on the blitzes, and I can't remember which game it was. I'm getting them all confused. But we need someone like that. But I really think our teams are going to surprise a lot of people this year.
Keep on going.
I'd like to see, believe it or not, I'd like to see Grant Haley have a good game, only because, and you're going to laugh at this, because I actually technically work, his father is the dean of UF Health here in Florida, and I actually work there, so him and his father talk a lot at work about the Giants. So that's actually his father, the dean of the U.S. healthcare.
Before we go back to Bakes, I'll say one point about Eli Manning. And I don't know if I said it earlier, but he was not bad tonight. I know a lot of people may not like that, like Devinus and the Lit. The people who, you know, they want to see Daniel Jones, and I understand that. But Eli Manning, to me, now he did not convert a touchdown, but that was not his fault. We were doing in the Bleed Blue page, the Bleed Blue Show page, right? We were doing the not his fault tally. And Eli, by the time he left the game, he had two on his account. He should have had a touchdown pass if it was not for Cody Lattimore, who I'm starting to get annoyed with, even going from last year. He drops the ball a lot for me. He dropped the ball twice tonight, and one of them was for a touchdown in the first quarter. So when you guys who did not see the game, or people who are going to listen to the stakeholders of you guys after the game who did not see the game, you got to watch the whole game. Don't watch the highlights. Watch the whole game. That's not Eli's fault. I know Eli statistically look at the box score, you might see 4 for 8 or something like that, 50%. But that a lot of those throws were on the money, and it was the wide receivers dropping the ball, not Eli's fault. I just wanted to put that out there for clarification. That's what I saw. All right, now going to the other guys, like shout outs to Leroy. Leroy is a Giants fan who was at the game. He sent a message. I'm going to get to everybody's messages. I want to shout those guys out. That, he was at the game and he was saying that the Giants really need to work on their defense. He says that Daniel Jones didn't do as much, but he said the kid stepped up. And he said that he's pretty much saying the kid is on point. Going to the other comments, I wanted to shout out everybody else who were commenting through the game. Eli Manning had a good block. I think you mentioned it earlier, Lady Blue. I'm not 100% sure on that. I think it was the first two series on that Gallman run. Ray said he loved the Eli Manning block. Shout outs to Andre. He said the O-line has impressed me. Zane Zimenez is the real deal. And Daniel Jones, nice block by Eli. Terry says Eli's amazing bullet throws. He did his homework in the offseason. Shout outs to Jason. He said his dislike was the offensive line was shaky at times. Secondary struggled in man coverage. I saw the same thing. He said Daniel Jones, that comeback play, that pass to Slayton, he liked that. The linebackers are getting it. Shout out to Ryan Connolly is tenacious. Let's see. Who else says some things? Going back to even I'll shout out some more later, but pretty much the stakeholders who are watching the game, who are commenting through the game, kind of saw the same things as Lady Blue and I did, who also did. Offensive standout. You know what, Bakes? I'm going to go different, man. I'm going Will Hernandez because he needs to improve, man. As far as he needs to improve. Now, I don't know about standout, but the offensive line needs to stand out for us to at least keep our head above water. Saquon Barkley is the easy answer because he's our best player, but my answer for offensive standout, if the left side of the line could sustain and hold their blocks on the run game, then I'm going to go with them and give them the improvement towards the standout. Anything else you'd like to say, Bakes, as far as our squad? I think it's fascinating, Bakes, that the wide receivers are split as far as what we like. And it's fine. We all have differences. And that makes it beautiful because I think all the wide receivers bring something different. Bakes, anything else you'd like to add? And any additional questions? Then we go right back down the line.
Man, I wish I had saw the game, but usually third game is where that's the final. Usually that's the final dress, right? So I've seen that we won all our games, which doesn't really mean nothing, but we were competitive. The last couple of years, we weren't really that competitive. We look like we're solid at running back, a group of young core wide receivers, and we're really trying to build from the ground up. This for me is a rebuild, not a retool, and I'm fine with that as long as we're going in a positive direction and we're staying healthy going into the season. And we're gonna see what we have, but I think we have some good tools going into the season. The key is to stay healthy and consistent.
All right. Now, what about O'Shane Zimenez? Lady Blue brought him up. Did you see any of his games, the preseason games versus the Bears?
I think he had a sack, and right. He looks to be he has some dynamic presence in the back. Getting into the offensive backfield, he looks energetic. The linebacker core with Ogletree and Carter and those guys, they're going to really have to, on their own, in the 3-4 defense during the season. So, but Jimenez, from what I saw the first two games, at least the second game, he looks like he has some potential. I like what I saw, and I guess he made some plays this game. I'm probably try to go back and watch the game, but I like what I'm seeing. There's some consistency in the defense, there's some inconsistency with the youth, but I think they're going to make some plays out there. Now, we just got to stay healthy. We just got to, stay with the defense. And the key last week of most of the games we were in was that we couldn't close out. Can we close out games, get that key sack, get them in third and long, and make them, stretch plays where we can cover and get to the quarterback? If we can't get to the quarterback, we're going to be in trouble. But it looks like we have some potential because we don't know who our defensive star is going to be, but we're going to find out.
All right. Well, you have a question?
Let me just
Go ahead, Lady Blue.
Quick, for everyone that didn't watch the game, if you have NFL Network, they are replaying it tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. if you guys want to DVR it. It's tomorrow morning on the NFL Network at 10 a.m. They're replaying it.
Okay, sounds good. Right. Thank you.
I just wanted to let everybody know.
All right. Base, any other questions or comments, questions for the roundtable you'd like to ask? I thought that was a great question on the standouts. Anything else you'd like to ask, sir?
Yeah, I will ask some questions from a different standpoint.
All right.
I'd like to find out, and when we go through, what games is everyone planning to go? Is anyone planning on going to the annual tailgate in November? But tell me what games you guys are planning to go to.
What about, okay, we'll get asked that. What about anything else with the team? Anything else you'd like to ask or not?
No, not for this session.
All right, let's go to, who's next? Dre. All right, Dre, you were thinking about an offensive standout.
I got a question.
Okay.
How has the O-lineman that we got from Cleveland been doing?
Zeitler? Zeitler? He had a hold. I mean, I think tonight, I put it like this. If I had to give it a grade tonight, Dre, I would give him probably a B+. He had a penalty. He wasn't as worse as the other guys. I think, honestly, he may have been the second best lineman tonight. I would put him behind Halapio. I thought Halapio played great tonight. Shout outs to Halapio, the center. I thought because he had a hold, he had a little tug on a run, I think, from Gallman in the first half. But out of the five, the starters, because all five starters played multiple series and they played with both Eli and Daniel Jones, I would say Zeitler was probably the second best lineman tonight. But Halapio was, to me, was great. I thought he was very good tonight. But
yeah,
that was the first time I can remember seeing all these guys together. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Yeah, because I want to see. I'm kind of excited to see how he do because he's supposed to be quote unquote one of the best in the game at his position. If not one of the best. See what I'm saying? So
yeah.
According to what he did in Cleveland. So.
Right.
So that's that. What else I was about to say? Right. It was some other things I was talking about. I forgot. So I got the offensive player. I got the defensive player. So let's move on now. One of my biggest concerns, because I'm gonna fast forward to game one against Dallas.
Okay,
so my concern is, Witten comes out of retirement, which, let's keep it real, man. Witten's stats against us alone could get him into the Hall of Fame. He's killed us. He's a giant killer by far. And what I'm worried about is we can't seem to cover tight ends. No matter if they're all – if like – like my, cause look what happened last year. What was Dallas' tight end name? Nobody knows, but he basically earned a Pro Bowl spot against us last year, that second game. He killed us. And he's a no name. We can't cover the tight end for nothing. I have no idea what's going on with that. I hope we tighten that up because noodle arm Dak gonna throw it to Witten about 80% of the game. I guarantee you that. He gonna dunk it and dunk it to him all game. I guarantee you that. And if we can't stop him, he getting 8, 9, 10 yards a pop. That's going to tire our defense out real quick because they're going to be on the field long. And, yeah, so.
I agree with that, man. That is a huge concern because I even said it earlier when the Bengals went up 7-3 and Andy Dalton saw the match problem with C.J. Uzomah. That's his name. I can't remember his name. C.J. Uzomah pretty much torched Jabril Peppers. And that 21, like you said, Lady Blue, is no different than Landon Collins. We have an issue with strong safeties covering guys. That was bad, man. That was real bad on that touchdown in the first quarter. That was the third drive. I don't know the answer to that, Dre. I think we could throw that question out there, man. Like, how do we counter covering tight ends? I don't know.
The only upside I see to us this year is True Beckham has been injured, and teams have played against us without Beckham, but that was against a team where the offense was based around Beckham. And because he was out, we looked like a Pop Warner team. But nobody has the Giants on film with an offense that's not based around Odell Beckham without Odell Beckham on there. So we need to – listen, we need to get – the whole September, we need to have a winning record in September. We need to come out strong. And
September, okay, Dallas, Buffalo.
Yeah, we need to. Yeah.
Who's the other teams? Tampa,
Dallas,
and Washington.
Buffalo. Yeah,
I don't know about that.
But we need to win. We need to win our first game, man. I swear, I can't even remember the last time we won the first game. We always go 0-1. Always. I don't like it. I mean, we're so bad first game of the season, like 2 years before RG3 got into the league or a year before he got into the league where basically the Redskins got swept by everybody in the league in our division for like 4 or 5 seasons straight. We lost to them first game of the season. We broke that curse. We the ones that broke that curse. We're the first ones that they beat.
It was
the first game. Dallas goes 0-5 against us at AT&T Stadium. Jerry Jones, ever since we've been playing them first game, they've been beating us at AT&T Stadium. They couldn't beat us when we was playing them second game of the season. The first 5 years the stadium was open. They was 0-5. We beat them 5 straight years. We was the only team that could beat them. They beat everybody else, and they couldn't beat us. But maybe I'm just looking too much into it, but, hey, I can't remember us winning the first game since when we went 3-0, 4-0 or something like that, the year that New Orleans won the Super Bowl, where we both was undefeated. We was 3-0, New Orleans was 3-0, or 4-0 and 4-0, and they whooped us. Yeah, that year, what was it, 2008, 2009?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the last time I remember us winning one game. Somebody could look that up for me and prove me wrong. But even if I am wrong about that, I guarantee you we haven't won more than three season first games from 2008 in a decade. Yeah, in about a decade. We probably haven't won more than two. We suck when it comes to season opener, so maybe that'll change new year.
I'm going to throw that question at everybody else, what you said about Witten and covering tight ends, what's your concern about that? And the Zeitler question was an excellent question as far as what you like out of them so far that you did see. That's some good questions. Doris, anything else you'd like to add before we go to go back around? Doris, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, we're not gonna. Wheaton is our. He always beat us, but we did. We beat Dallas in 2016, the first game. We swept them that year. We swept Dallas in 2016.
Did we? We played them first game of the season. No,
yes, we did.
I think that was the one year that we didn't play them first game of the season.
We played them the first game of the season because they was talking about that. And we beat them in 2016. And then they just beat us the last two seasons. They swept us the last two seasons. But we
He's
swept
correct.
Them.
I just looked it up. We beat them week one, 2016, 20-17.
That's right. Yep.
20-19, sorry. September 11th on week one at Dallas. We won 20-19. And then
we
beat New Orleans. Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. So we broke the curse. They just it's just that we was bad these last two seasons, and they ended up sweeping us.
All right.
But,
cool. All right. Doris, anything else you'd like to add as far as heading into Dre brought up the Zeitler question. What else he said? Oh, the tight end. As far as covering tight ends, you already answered that. Now, Bakes already you got to get Dre's question probably on Final Plus. But Bakes asked the question as far as, I guess, on a fan level, there any games you're going to if you want to answer that. And then we'll go back around. We're going to get some final thoughts after that. Or actually, I'm gonna, more shout-outs and then final thoughts after that.
Okay, yeah, Tampa. I'm trying to get to Chicago. And then a third game is either going to be the Dallas game at home or a Philly game at home.
All right. Now, Doris, you want to answer that question from Biggs, too, and then we'll go around for final thoughts after that.
Oh, I didn't hear the question.
Biggs' question was, it was more of a fan-level question. It was about what games are you going to this season?
I'm going to Tampa Bay.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to Tampa.
Here's the final results. For tonight, I think this is great. This is great stuff. The running backs is split. Rod Smith. I'm with Rod Smith. Bakes is with Rod Smith. Dre is with Rod Smith. Lady Blue is with Rod Smith. Where Gallman is Doris and Definition of Lit. But the wide receivers, man, we're all over the place. So we got Reggie White. We got Lady Blue. Dre, Monmouth because it's Jersey Cat. Lonzo Russell, me and Definition of Lit. Bakes is liking T.J. Jones. And for what it's worth, where Golden was probably the most productive wide receiver tonight, got no votes. This is awesome. Let me see. Dave, if you're there, your mic is still open. Do you want to speak? You can speak. If not, let us know. If not, we're going to move on, get some final thoughts from all the stakeholders. Yay or nay? I guess nay. All right. One more. Let me get some final shout-outs from everybody else. Because Dave had mentioned on the page, on the Bleed Blue Show page, what the things they wanted to see out of tonight. And he mentioned more of a pass rush. Shout-outs to Terry. Dre, you know, you're familiar with Terry. Terry said she's going to, you know, she has to watch it tomorrow. NYG Man says, I look for Eli to play a quarter and a half. Want to see receivers run routes against first stringers. Looking for separation, naturally, O-line and pass rush. Shout-outs to NYG Man. Shout outs to Sean. Sean says tonight should be about to see more players step in and get a spot on the team and give us more of exposure for our future quarterback, Daniel Jones. Shout outs to Sean. Shout outs to Juju. Juju says she's going to weigh in on her opinion later. Shout outs to Azura Day saying, so the defense still sucks. That's funny.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, and then she put the comment on Nate Solder, and I think I think that's the same play we were looking at. The two of them actually, he allowed that edge rusher to go around him, and he damn near killed Daniel Jones. I thought Daniel Jones was going to be hurt, man. I was really worried. One more thing, let me say this before we get around final thoughts. I know I've been hard on Willie Hernandez. Even in the last game with the penalties and tonight with the penalties tonight, He had three. He had a missed block. But I got to give him a little bit of slack because he does have to block Geno Atkins. And Geno Atkins is an all-pro defensive tackle. I mean, he has to go up against that. But even with that, so you got to clean up your game. Lady Blue, we are going to the final thoughts. Any final thoughts from you, Lady Blue? Oh, by the way, one more thing. We are going to be on in two Thursdays at 7 p.m. So not this Thursday, not next Thursday, but in 2 weeks we'll be on 7 p.m. because that's open tonight for the football. I think that's Bears Packers. So 7 p.m. we'll be right previewing the Cowboy game week one. So look forward to if you guys do call in. Love your opinions on how we're going to match up versus the Cowboys with our final roster. Lady Blue, your final thoughts.
I just want to say that my biggest thing is consistency and no injuries, and I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing next Thursday night's game against the Patriots.
What game is that? Oh, next week. That's Giants.
The Patriots.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. The Patriots. Okay, I'm like, what the hell are you talking
about?
My
second least favorite team. There's only two teams in the NFL that I just totally can't stand, and they're one of them. The other one is the team we play at first week that I just can't even say their name. I hate them so much.
Gotcha. Lady Blue, good shouting out, man. Thank you very much on your shout-outs. A good analysis on what you watched tonight. Really, really appreciate that. Dre, your final thoughts as well. Dre, your final thoughts, and, of course, 2 weeks from now we'll be back on versus the preview versus the Cowboys. Your final thoughts.
Yeah, final thoughts. I really don't have no final thoughts. Just that hope to meet some more of you guys. You know, at the game today, Doris. You said you're gonna be at Tampa. More than likely,
yes,
I'm gonna be there too. Yeah, more than likely I'm gonna be there too. I don't even know which state I'm gonna be in, so I didn't get my ticket because I can't. I didn't get a plane ticket because I can't. I don't know where I'm gonna be flying out of, but I'm looking to get my ticket to the game next week. So
yeah,
I'll definitely be there. Yeah. And then like I said, Chicago, I definitely gotta, because we've been talking about that even before the season ended last year. So definitely gotta go there, try to get to Chi-Town. No final thoughts. Not right now. Maybe next week.
2 weeks.
Yeah, in two weeks because I get to see the game next week, and then, you know, I'll evaluate the roster after we make all the cuts and stuff, and I have a final thought then.
All right, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to Dre, man. Preview versus the Cowboys in 2 weeks. Looking forward to that. Doris, your final thoughts as well.
Just be healthy, and let's beat the Pats. We have played them in the regular season, too. So we need to beat them both of those games. But just stay healthy. Just want them to be healthy. And Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue. Shout out to Doris. Thank you very much. And, of course, Bakes, your final thoughts. Any detailed information you'd like to share, the itinerary with the frontliners and everything else with this squad of ours, the football squad, if you like, your final thoughts as well. All the information, they can all hit you up and so on and so forth.
Well, you can find us on Instagram at NYG Frontliners, Twitter, Frontliners NYG, Facebook at The Frontliners. You know we're going to have three events this year. First event will be at Tampa. The annual, which is a signature tailgate, will be in Chicago, and then the Cardinals home game at home. Games I'll be attending. I'll see you week one in Dallas. I'll see you week three in Tampa. I will see you in Chicago. And I may sneak another one in there, maybe the Detroit game. So, you know, I'll be out there. Look for me. I'm always accessible by all medias. We're going to have a great venue for Tampa. We're going to have a meet and greet. Volunteer event, a pre-tailgate event the night before, and, of course, a tailgate and the game on Sunday. So if you're in Tampa, come on out. We're going to be rocking with the Big Blue crew in Dallas, and doing their events. They throw a terrific event that weekend. Come out and hang out with us. We'll be on the red canopies on the tailgate that's coming. Man, I'm just getting excited because the season's getting closer and closer, and I'm trying to be optimistic and just want to enjoy it and see what's going on with this last game and then look forward to week one in Dallas. Those are my final thoughts. And as always, thanks to you, Steve, for having this platform, letting us rock on here. Bleed Blue.
You're welcome, everyone. Thank you very much for your opinions so the world can hear what Giant fans sound like, how they watch the games, how they fellowship and have a good time and bringing people together. I got to probably, even though I watched this game, I definitely want to go back and watch it one more time. There's a couple of blockers. I definitely want to give credit that I probably did not get a chance to shout out. I want to see more if I did. Maybe I did miss a couple of things with Dalvin Tomlinson. But for those who contributed to the Bleed Blue Show page with their comments, thank you. We shouted you guys out. Shout outs to all the stakeholders. Lady Blue, shout outs to Bakes from the Frontliners, Dre, Doris, Definition of List. Shout outs to Dave out there in Denver who's listening in. In 2 weeks, we will be back 7 p.m. In 2 weeks, two Thursdays from now, 7 p.m. because we know the game started at 8 o'clock for the Thursday night opener, 7 p.m. We'll look into Cowboys, Giants. We're going to have our you know, our picks, you know, our normal week one picks, spread and all that. We'll have some fun. Season's right around the corner, guys. Enjoy. Definitely enjoy the day, the night, the weekend, and so on and so forth. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Enjoy this. Share the episodes and let everybody know the Frontliners, like Bake said, he said Tampa, Chicago for the annual, the homecoming game versus the Cardinals October 20th. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen. Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed Blue, 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 Bleed Blue.